Really happy now to be talking with Joe Maher, the coach, the girls' tennis coach at Hamilton Wenham. And Joe, welcome back to MSO. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you very much.
Little wet out there today?
Thankfully, it is wet out there, but we are in the nice, friendly confines of the Manchester Athletic Club.
Right, right. I forgot it's about right. that. Yeah. Well, listen, I've been following all of your. We've been posting your reports from girls tennis, and my goodness gracious, you got something special going on here.
We do. We had something special last year coming out of COVID. We had a nice season. We brought back our whole team. And we added a nice freshman this year in Naomi Provost at number two singles. So we're as complete as a team as they have. We're strong in all three single spots. We have depth at doubles. We have people coming off the bench that can fill in. So we've had a great start to our season, and today was a special win, beating a really good Manchester team.
I want to get to that in a minute, but first I need more information about this team because every time I get the email on your reports here, I see six love, and then I see 5-0, the team scores. So tell me about some of the individual performances of these kids overall, because you haven't lost too many sets.
Yeah, so we haven't. I think we are now 10-0, and of the we've played 50 individual matches and won 49 of them. It's really been unbelievable. I think we've only dropped, I think three sets all year. So at first singles, we have one of the best players on the North Shore in Sky Jara.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a real strong, year-round player, who's been working at her game and just gets better every day. And then we have a freshman, Naomi Provost, who, she was a great young tennis player and then kind of stepped away from the game for a little while, but has recently got back into it, has loved being on the team, and she's made a huge difference to our lineup because we've been able to bump some kids down that were playing up last year, which includes Bryn McKechnie, who played two last year, who's now playing first doubles with Nora Gamber, and they've just got great chemistry, very aggressive players, finish points up at the net, strong returns. At three, we've had a bunch of people playing. We've had Chloe Gern, we've had Lainey Wilkins, and we've had Sienna Gregory and Matilde Gordon, and all of them have proved that they can handle that position. So it's been nice to be able to rotate some kids through there. And at second doubles, again, we've had some different players. Lisette Leonard has been a constant, but with her, we've had Libby Collins, we've had Abby Simon, and we've had Lily Cassidy. So it's been kind of nice to have that depth and put different kids in different positions. And, they've all responded. And today was great because, we really played a good team today. And it was fun to see them compete at a real high level and succeed.
Sounds like you've got some incredible depth and competition for places as well. Yeah, Joe, I'm looking at these scores over the last couple of weeks. And not only have you lost what one set, I mean, you haven't lost many individual games either. And as a longtime tennis coach, how unusual is that, or does it happen a lot with you?
Yeah, no, we have some girls out here that can really dominate, that's a real nice thing as a coach to have. You put them out there, and you can just see in warmups that they're going to be able to control the points. We've had some. Some scores that are a little eye opening week after week and match after match to see.
Mm-hmm.
As the season continues and hopefully when we get into that state tournament, those matches are going to be tighter and that's why days like today are good to have.
Okay. I'm laughing because I think it doesn't look like any of your players have played from behind at all this year or even. But it is good to have that, the competition as we head to the second half of the season.
Yes, yeah, I think so. We'll play Manchester again, and they were very competitive with us today. I think some of those scores might not reflect it.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna play a good Newburyport team, and we're gonna play a good, Linfield team, in the next few weeks. So, those are really gonna be good tests for us. And, I think the big thing too is every day, the kids are really pushing each other in practice. The fact that we have such great depth and,
mm-hmm.
you know, those players can always be going after each other and making each other better is so important.
Yeah, I'm guessing that really makes a difference when you have that kind of depth and they're, you know, in practice they're competing each other against each other because they are competitive and they probably have healthy egos as well. What about the strength of schedule? Do you guys have to go out and get other teams outside the Cal?
Yeah, so this year we added Marblehead and Swampscott, which are always, you know, strong teams. I think both of those teams, they graduated a lot of seniors last year, so maybe they're not the strengths that they typically are, but they were still good competition.
Mm-hmm.
We have picked up some Northeast Conference teams this year, so that's been helpful for us to get a little bit more competition outside of the Cape Ann League.
All right, are you indoors or outdoors on Thursday against Swampscott?
Tomorrow we're going to be outdoors at Swampscott, so it should be a nice day. We're looking forward to that, being outside.
Have you had any weather related conditions that the kids have had to fight?
Always in the spring, you know, you get such a mix of weather. Wind tends to be the biggest problem. You know, we just have to fight the wind in a lot of cases. The temperature is the temperature, but we've had some really windy matches, especially when we went out to Rockport on the water there.
Yep.
It was unreal, but, the girls, I mean, that's another thing you have to battle is the conditions. When we played indoors today, it's great, but, learning to play in tough conditions is why we practice every day.
You know, failing so miserably in tennis myself, I know that in football in windy conditions, you want to keep a tight spiral on the ball. If you're kicking, you want to keep the ball low. Are there techniques for tennis, again, in the wind?
I'm sorry, I missed the beginning of that. I cut out for a second.
I'm saying in football, I know that in the wind you keep a tight spiral. If you're kicking it, you keep it low. Are there techniques in tennis that you can apply against the wind?
Sure. Yeah. There's a lot. I mean, it can be as much. It sometimes can have to do with spin. It can sometimes be where you want to be in the court, whether you're up at net or you want to be at the back court.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot depends on the player's strengths. Hitting against the wind, clearly you can hit the ball pretty hard, but you know, when you're with the wind, it's kind of hard to put backspin on the ball because the wind can really pick it up and carry it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Joe, you've got Swampscott on Thursday. What's in the immediate schedule after that?
So, big one against Newburyport Monday at Newburyport.
Mm-hmm.
They're undefeated right now, so that's going to be a great match. Looking forward to that one.
Fantastic. I want to check in with you later, Coach, but, man, congratulations on such a fabulous start.
All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Be well.
All right.
Bye-bye. That's Joe Marr, who is the Hamilton Wenham girls tennis coach. And by the way, they are 10-0 overall, 6-0 in the Cal. And they defeated Manchester Essex for the first time in a decade. So an over a decade, according to Coach. For MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.